أما بعد، my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام.
أسأل الله تبارك وتعالى to grant all of us knowledge and to make all of us among those who listen and obey. يا رب العالمين. Continue our hadith إن شاء الله for the second class.
السلام عليكم.
إن شاء الله عليكم السلام. Second class of fasting. Yesterday we took the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah. For fasting, beginning of fasting, 2183, and we still are, inshallah ta'ala, struggling actually for this kind to collect this knowledge. We found in our class yesterday that the fasting has been prescribed to the people before us also. Fasting was enjoined for the people before us, the Christian and Jew. And even before them, and we have to understand also that the Sharia of Islam are the same, with different action, same for all the nation before us. Allah enjoined them to the Salah, with Zakah, and fasting. So Allah Subhanahu wa Taala enjoined the people before us too. And the dalil of that, Surah Maryam, for example, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala said in Surah Maryam. بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم واذكر في الكتاب إسماعيل إنه كان صادق الوعد وكان رسولا نبيا وكان يأمر أهله بالصلاة والزكاة وكان عند ربه مرضيا. And mention يا محمد in the book إسماعيل عليه السلام. Indeed he was a true to his promise. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَكَانَ رَسُولًا نَبِيًّا. And he was a messenger prophet. Sayyidina Ismail, he was a messenger prophet. And this what I need in the ayah, وَكَانَ يَأْمُرُ أَهْلَهُ بُالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ. And he used to enjoin his own people, his people, his family, to perform the salah and the zakah. That means actually the salah was obligated also for the nation before us. And also he's exactly toward to pay the zakah. So we know. And also in the story of Isa alayhi salam, same surah, Surah Maryam. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the tongue of Isa alayhi salam when he was an infant baby to speak, miracle. وَأَوْصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ مَا دُمْتُ حَيَّا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enjoined upon me as long to pray as long as what I remain alive. Salah and the zakah. That means also nation before us, Allah commanded them for the salah and the zakah. Sayyidina Ibrahim, for example, alayhi salatu wassalam ala nabi afdal salati, wa'adhim fi an-nas bil hajj. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala command or proclaim the Hajj for the people, ya Ibrahim. Mention it, Ibrahim. And for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kutiba alaykum al-siyam, the ayah 183, decreed upon you is fasting. Decreed upon you is fasting. Taib. But I need actually to be honest with you because the people, they ask me this a lot. And I clear it before, and people still continue. What is the difference between Rasul and Nabi? People ask all the time these questions. I'm going to clear it for you, inshallah ta'ala, bismillah. Al-Rasul, exactly, there is exactly a difference between al-Rasul and the Nabi. And sometimes Allah has chosen from his messenger, actually, a Nabi and Rasul in the same time. Rasul and Nabi. Like Sayyidina Ismail. إِنَّهُ كَانَ رَسُولًا نَبِيًّا. Indeed, he was a messenger and prophet. Now, what is the difference between Rasul and Nabi? Rasul, the one who Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent him and he revealed it to him and he commanded him with a certain law to transfer it to the people. Certain law came with a sharia, Islamic sharia, to command his own people to follow it. Got it, inshallah? The one who received revelation from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and Allah obligated him to transfer this message with the law of Allah to give it to his own people. Aye. Al-Rasul, Allah send him to a kuffar, to the disbeliever. Al-Rasul, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send him to kuffar, to the disbelievers. Al-Nabi, Allah also reveal it to him, but is not obligated to transfer the law. Because Allah, he send the Nabi, the Prophet, to follow the Sharia to the believer, to the people who believed. So the Nabi, Allah send him to the people who believed. They are a believer, but he doesn't come with a new Sharia, but he carried the Sharia from someone before him to transfer it. Like Sayyidina, so why Allah, he mentioned Ismail? واذكر في الكتاب إسماعيل mention in the book in إسماعيل إنه كان صادق الوعد صادق الوعد indeed he was a true in his promise وكان رسول النبي. Did إسماعيل came with a new شريعة? لا. سبحان الله. He came with a شريعة إبراهيم his father to transfer it to the people. So Allah honored سيدنا إسماعيل to make him both a prophet and the messengers. But indeed he did not come with a law, with a new law, but he carried from his father to give it to his own people, and actually Allah honored him to be Nabi and Rasul in the same time. Ulil Azm Khamsa. The Ulil Azm, the five great prophet are five. They receive a revelation from Allah to command their people with a law. سيدنا نوح عليه السلام, سيدنا إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام, سيدنا موسى عليه الصلاة والسلام, سيدنا عيسى عليه الصلاة والسلام, سيدنا محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام. Both all of this رسول and نبي in the same time they came with a law from Allah. Allah revealed it for them law to give to command their people to follow it. But a Nabi, he came to the believer, certain people to believe. They are a believer among his own people, certain people to believe. But he did not come with a new law, but he followed the Sharia before him. Such as, who exactly they are? Anbiya Bani Israel, the prophet of Bani Israel. They came with a Torah from Musa alayhi salam. They took it from Musa, like who? Sayyidina Zakariya. He did not come with a new law. Sayyidina Hizayahya. Yahya Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wa ataynahu al-hukma sabiyya. And we give him the judgment and the hukm, it means nabuwa, Prophet Saud, exactly sabiyya. He did not come with a new law. But he follows the law of Musa alayhi salam, the Torah, Zakariya alayhi salam, okay. Sulaiman alayhi salam, Dawood alayhi salam. They did not come with a new law. They came to follow the Sharia before him. Is that clear, my brother? Inshallah ta'ala. That's actually what we need, inshallah. But Allah has chosen Ismail to make him prophet and the Rasul. He did not come with the Sharia, with the low Sharia, but he carried from his father. Then Allah, he make him one of the great, exactly, prophet and messenger in history to actually to give him the title of Nabi and Rasul in the same time. I hope actually the brother, actually, they got it, they understand. Right. Siyam for the people before us. كتب عليكم الصيام. The ayah number 183 again. Let's refresh our mind, inshallah. Surah Al-Baqarah 2183. I did not finish يا شكيبة yet. The ayah. Okay. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون.
Surah number 2. Assalamu alaikum. Surah number 2, verse 183. O you who have believed, decreed upon you is fasting, as it was decreed upon those before you, that you may become righteous. French. Oh, les croyants, on vous a prescrit un siam, comme on l'a prescrit à ceux qui vous d'avant vous, ainsi atteindrez-vous la piété.
Le Mustafa, attention. Attention.
Conjuguez le verbe avoir.
That's it, inshallah. That. So what happened is, the siam also enjoyed for the people before us. But what happened is they have a different term of fasting. Mm. Different term of fasting. They are the one they made it up by themselves. Allah commanded them to fast 30 days, but they are the one they change it. They start over 3 days. Oh, this is too much. 1 month is too much. Some of them, too much to fast 1 month. So they start with the 3 days. We love to fast the 3 days. And some of them, they said, no. 3 days is not enough. They are the one they made it up, fabricated. Okay, let's will fast 1 month. Some people, they said, no, 1 month is those who are exactly are religious, too much religious. Let's we make it 40 days. Some people exactly, no, 40 days is not enough. Let's we make it 50 days. And some of them, they fast completely, like the Islam. And some of them, they said, we're fasting in a certain kind of food. Not to eat meat, not to eat barar, exactly anything with barar. Not to eat anything for milk, for example, milk products, exactly, yogurt, whatever it is, anything, dairy. No, and they survive with the oil only. That's like the Christian. The Christian, they do the same thing, inshallah ta'ala. But the purpose of fasting is, Allah mentioned in the ayah number 83, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. What's mean, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ? Yeah? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ,
that you become righteous.
That you become righteous. In Islam, Allah purify our soul. When we're practicing the salah, that you may be righteous. The zakah, that you may be righteous. The fasting, that you may be righteous. The hajj, that you may be righteous. The taqwa is a great level in Islam. إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَنَهَرٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, indeed, al-muttaqeen, the righteous, in where? Jannat, not only one jannah, Shaykh Muhammad. Not only one paradise. Jannat, plurals, subhanallah. Wa nahar, and nahar also rivers. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala granting all the believers, actually when they reach the level of righteousness, exactly for jannat, to be rewarded in jannat. Jannatun waraha nahar. Ya Sheikh Mustafa, in the Jannah there is a tree in your property. Inshallah, in our property, inshallah ta'ala, ask Allah to grant all of us the highest level of Jannah. There is a tree in your paradise, in your property, in the Jannah. Al-Rakib, the one who ride under the shade of this tree for 100 years. 100 years, because remember, in the hereafter, there is no any limit. There is no any limit like we are here in this life, exactly. So Senegal or Cote d'Ivoire, Bangladesh, whatever it is a limited place. In the Jannah, there is no any limit place. It's open. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, وَالسَّمَاءَ بَنَيْنَاهَا وَإِنَّا لَمُوسِعُونَ. In Sama, we build it and we going to spacious it, exactly, to make it spacious. Right. Then Allah said exactly, said what? To move to ayah number 184, which he takes number 3 in the page. Let's read this, inshallah ta'ala, and then we go forward, inshallah ta'ala. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Ayyaman ma'dudat, faman kana minkum maridan aw ala safarin fa'iddatun min ayyamin ukhar. وعلى الذين يطيقونه فدية طعام مسكين فمن تطوع خيرا فهو خير له وأن تصوموا خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون.
Same surah number 2 verse 184. Fasting for a limited number of days. So whoever among you is ill or on a journey during them, then an equal number of days are to be made up. And upon those who are able to fast but with hardship, a ransom as substitute of feeding a poor person each day. And whoever volunteers excess, it is better for him. But to fast is best for you, if you only knew.
French.
Pendant un nombre déterminé de jours, quiconque d'entre vous est malade ou en voyage devra jeûner un nombre égal d'autres jours. Mais pour ceux qui ne pourraient pas le supporter qu'avec grande difficulté, il y a une compensation. Nourrir un pauvre, Et si quelqu'un fait plus de son propre gré, c'est pour lui. Mais il est mieux pour vous de jeûner, si vous savez.
Ayam ma'doudat. What is the meaning of ayam ma'doudat? Fasting, fasting for a limited number of days. أهل العلم, the people of knowledge, the scholars, they are divided into two groups about a limited number of days. The first one, actually group, they say 30 days. Because if you compare 30 days to the total number of the year 365, how much percentage? Ma'dudat is mean a limited, few days. Because if you take 30 days of the year, compared to the 365 days, how much percent? It's going to be like 8%. 8% only to fast for Allah. But with 8% to Mustafa, Allah exactly give you a reward like you fast in the whole year. Subhanallah wa la hawta illa billah al-azim. Because every day in the month of Ramadan, is, let's we say 30 days. Time 10, al-hasanatu, every good deeds, it will Allah multiply to how many? 10, let's we say 10 for a verse, inshallah ta'ala. 10 days, that means 300. And you follow the 6 days in Sha'ban, Shawwal, it's going to be what? The whole year. Whoever fast Ramadan and followed by 6 days of Shawwal, Allah give, consider you and written in your book that you fasted the whole year. Allah, ya Allah, 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 Allah. Ta'i. So this is also will be understand. Can you please concentrate, brother? When we give in the class, I don't want anybody actually to speak. We have actually to respect the class. And I need you to concentrate with me, inshallah ta'ala. Right. So ayyama ma'dudat, fasting a limited number of days. Like what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran about Yusuf alayhi salam. Look what Allah said about Yusuf in Surah Yusuf. وَشَرَوْهُ بِثَمَنٍ بَخْثٍ دَرَاهِمَ مَعْدُودَ. And they bought Yusuf alayhi salam with a very little money. And they found him in a well. And they got him. Wow, in the end, those who are traveling in the journey, in the desert, they found a boy in the well of water. They got him. Wow, a boy. And what they sold him in the market actually with a little ma'duda. Little ma'duda, it's mean little dirham, the currency that time. Dirham. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the kuffar in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَقَالُوا لَن تَمَسَّنَا النَّارُ إِلَّا أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ. Okay. And the kuffar, they said, why we are so worried? Will be touched only, punished by the fire for only a few days. A few days. They don't know actually they will stay in eternal life in the hellfire. They don't know eternal life in the hellfire. But for them, in order to make themselves, to make it easy for them, why not we don't commit shirk or some, we do whatever you like. We will be touched only by the fire in the day of the judgment for a little days. Ma'dudat. At a few days. Right. The second group of ulama, when they describe ayyaman ma'dudat, and I need to end my class because I know our time is very limited. The second group of the ulama, they say, قَالَ الْبَعْضَ أَنَّهُ قَلِّ مِنْ شَهْرِ أول مَا فُرَضَ. They said it was less than 1 month when Allah obligated the believer to fast. Do you have idea that Siyam has gradually levels? Levels. In Mecca, for example, in Mecca, the kuffar, the mushrikeen, before the Prophet ﷺ was born, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they used to fast 1 day. What is the day? The day of Ashura. And where they get it from? They got it from Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam and Sayyidina Musa. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, they learned from that. So they found some people in Africa today, they are not Muslim. But when they came to the month of Ramadan, they fast Ramadan. Could you imagine? Some people in Africa, they are not Muslim. But they are because they saw the people around them, so it became like one of the culture, one of the exactly a tradition to fast the month of Ramadan. Same thing in Quraysh. They carry that actually from the Prophet Musa alayhi salam. So they used to fast one day, the day of Ashura, the 10th of Al-Muharram. And when the Prophet ﷺ was born, ﷺ, and he grew up and he became adult, he fasted the month of also the day of Ashura. Clear? Then after that, when he received the message, he continued to fast the day of Ashura and no Ramadan yet. How many years the Prophet, he was in Mecca? How many years? 13 years. So all the 13 years the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ used to fast one day. Which day is what? Ashura. Why, Ya Rasulullah? Because he learned that Ashura, that is the day which Allah has saved Musa from Fir'aun. So they made it like a standard. Everybody, the kuffar, the Muslim, and even those who became Muslim in Mecca, they used to fast one day. When they moved to Medina, the Prophet continued and commanded the believer to fast the day of Ashura until the fasting of Ramadan became obligation in the second year of Hijrah. After the second year of Hijrah, after he migrated, he started that Allah commanding the believer to fast the month of Ramadan 30 days or 29. Can you find exactly fast 31 days, Allah Mustafa?
No.
Can we fast 31 days?
No.
Subhanallah, rahmat Allah bil azim. So the fasting because we are following the moon. We're following the moon, inshallah. Tafaddal. What do you need? You need to ask a question?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Fine. So we know that exactly. The Ramadan became after in Medina was obligated. So all Mecca was only Ashura. Later on, exactly in second year of Hijra, the Prophet ﷺ commanded, Allah commanded him to subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tayyib. When he fasted Ashura, it was obligation or by choice? Obligation was in the beginning, yes, obligation. Everybody must fast Ashura one day. The 10th of Muharram, that's the Arab, the lunar calendar. Muharram is the lunar calendar, inshallah ta'ala. Taib. Why? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, no. The second group of ulama said, no, it was only choice. Why? Because there is a dalil here. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, man kana minkum muftir, falyumsik. Now that's number one. He said the first group of ulama said was obligation because the Prophet he said in Medina, whoever break exactly eat today, hold, do not eat and fast until the sunset. So the first group of ulama, they said Ashura was obligation because the Prophet ﷺ, he commanded the people, those who ate, to hold the food, not to eat until the Maghrib. So the first one. But the majority of ulama said istihbab. Later on, when the ayat came to Allah tabaraka ta'ala, Shahr Ramadan, in the ayah number 184, Allah tabaraka ta'ala commanded the believer to fast the month of Ramadan and make Sha'ban choice. I mean, Ashura a choice. The day of Ashura a choice. A choice to be a choice. If you want to fast, you fast. If you want to eat. But the Prophet ﷺ, he encouraged the people to fast that day because whoever fast Ashura, the Prophet, he gave a reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever fast the day of Ashura, what is the reward?
You got the year prior and the year coming.
The prior year, subhanallah, to be exactly, Allah forgive all your sins for 1 year. Allah, one day. Allah forgive all the year, exactly the best year, subhanallah. But the day of Arafah is two years. Yeah, year past and year is coming. But Ashura, year past. So subhanallah, naam.
The sins which are removed are not kabira, only kabira, not sagira.
What is that?
The sins which are removed for 1 year, the last 1 year.
Yeah, jazakallah khair.
Kabira,
yes. Okay, the Prophet, brothers, to forgive the sins. This is kabira, the major sins or the minor sins. The ulama agreed it's the minor sins. Minor because sins. The kabira, you must turn back in repentance tawbah. To Allah, tawbah. No actually forgiveness unless you make tawbah. Exactly for all the sins, inshallah ta'ala. بارك الله فيك إن شاء الله سبحانك وحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك وكونتيني تومورو فإن شاء الله تعالى about the story of fasting about the, those who travel and those who are sick إن شاء الله.
question question recorded.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Dawood was given Dabur, but he was not a Rasul.
No, not Rasul.
So he was following the same. The Dabur.
Yeah.
Dabur.